Isabel had never been to church. When Castro and the communists had taken over, they had discouraged the practice of religion. But Spanish Catholics had conquered the island long before Castro had, and Isabel knew their religion was still there, deep down, the way Lito told her Clave was buried beneath the audible rhythms of a song. Lito was the oldest, and had been to the most funerals, so he took charge. He made the sign of the cross over Iván's body and said,
"Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen."
Señora Castillo nodded, and Lito and Isabel's father picked up Iván's body.
"No, no!"
Isabel cried. She reached out as if to stop them, then pulled her hands back and clasped them to her chest. She knew they had to do this, that they could not keep Iván on the boat with them. Not like this. But as she watched Lito and Papi lift up Iván's body, the empty place inside got bigger and bigger, until she was more empty than full. She wished she was dead, too. She wished she was dead so they would put her into the water with Iván, so she could keep him company in the deep. Señora Castillo reached out and took her son's hand one last time, and Luis stood and put a hand to Iván's chest, one last connection to his brother before he was gone for good. Isabel wanted to do something, to say something, but she was too overcome with grief.
"Wait," Luis said.
He pulled his pistol from his holster. His face turned mean as he aimed it over the other side of the boat, at one of the fins that skimmed the surface. Isabel was ready for the shots this time, but they still made her jump.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
The shark died in a bloody thrashing spasm, and the other sharks that had been following the boat fell on it in a frenzy. Luis nodded to Lito and Isabel's father, and Señora Castillo looked away as they slipped Iván off the other side of the boat, away from the sharks, where he sank into the Black Sea. No one spoke. Isabel cried, the tears coming without end, flowing up from the hollow place in her chest that threatened to consume her. Iván was gone. Forever. Isabel suddenly remembered Iván's Industriales cap. Where was it? What had happened to it? It hadn't been on him when he'd been put back in the water, and Isabel wanted to find it, needed to find it. That was something she could do. A piece of him she could keep close to her. She pulled away from her mother and searched the little boat for it. It had to be somewhere. Yes, there. Floating upside down in the bloody water, underneath one of the benches. She plucked it up and held it to her chest. The only part of Iván she had left.
"I wanted to open a restaurant,"
Señor Castillo said. He was right next to her, and the sound of his voice, almost a whisper, made Isabel jump.
"When we were talking that first night, everybody was telling each other what they wanted to do when we got to the U.S.
Señor Castillo went on.
"But I never said. I wanted to open a restaurant with my sons."
Something sparkled on the dark horizon, and at first, Isabel took it to be one of the stars in the white scar of the Milky Way twinkling in her watery eyes. But no, it was too bright, too orange, and there were others just like it, all clustered in a horizontal line, separating the black waters from the black sky. It was Miami at last. Iván had just missed seeing Miami.